Rare Mind Talks podcast, the podcast where we explore how data, digital innovation, and artificial intelligence are transforming the world of rare diseases. I'm Andrea Correa, and today's episode is very close to my heart. It's inspired by a book that shook me, inspired me, and made me think deeply about the way we approach rare disease research. We often speak of AI, data, and patient advocacy as powerful forces in healthcare, but rarely do we find all of them woven into one human story as powerfully as in Chasing My Cure, the remarkable book by Dr. David Feigenbaum. So let's dive in. And by the way, this is not a book review. It is a call to action. Chasing My Cure is not only a powerful memoir, but also a deeply insightful book that explores themes of rare diseases, patient advocacy, research, innovation, and above all, hope. David's journey began like many others in the rare disease world: mysterious symptoms, no answers, and life-threatening relapses. However, there was a difference. He was a medical student. He possessed the tools and the drive to investigate his own disease. There was no approved treatment, no playbook. But instead of accepting the limitations of the system, David did something extraordinary. He used his medical training, his lived experience, and his relentless determination to try and find his own cure. As he wrote in the book, "I realized that hope is not just a feeling, it's a plan." Think about it. This is so powerful. What David did was in itself very rare. But should it really be like this? Feigenbaum's diagnosis of Castleman disease, a rare condition with limited research attention, funding, and a lack of standard treatment, led himself to create his own playbook. He became both a doctor and a data-driven patient. He tracked his own biomarkers obsessively, built a research collaborative, created a biobank and patient registry, and began analyzing patterns across cases. Instead of waiting for someone else to care enough about his disease, he created a system that would. And that's one of the central lessons of the book for me. Patients can be research drivers, not just subjects. And as he writes in the book, "If nobody is going to study this disease, I will." His work turned into the Castleman Disease Collaborative Network, today one of the most efficient and impactful research models in the field. And don't take me wrong, this is not a romantic tale of an individual genius. It's actually a practical story about how structure, collaboration, and urgency can accelerate progress when driven by those most affected. And as he wrote, "When patients are treated as partners or even leaders, we unlock powerful knowledge and commitment." Another compelling aspect of the book is the story of identifying a repurposed drug through data analysis and medical detective work. David's breakthrough came when he and his team discovered that a drug already approved for another condition might be able to treat Castleman disease. It was a classic case of drug repurposing, using an existing medication for a new purpose based on molecular understanding and clinical observation. This approach saved his life. And it underscored something critical. We don't always need to invent something new. Sometimes we need to look at what we already have, just with fresh eyes and better data. What truly stood out for me, and I think it will for many of you, is how David used his own data to uncover the clues to his treatment. This is also where AI enters the scene. Imagine scaling this process. AI can sift through thousands of studies, molecular pathways, and patient records to identify hidden patterns, to flag potential repurposing opportunities for hundreds of rare diseases. And this is not in years, but in weeks or days. But for that to work, we need structured, accessible, high-quality data. And we need systems that reward collaboration, not competition. As the author wrote, frankly, it was astonishing to see so clearly how obstacles to accessing data are such a big part of the dysfunction in medicine. More often than not, the data are out there, ready to be collected and willingly given up by patients and sometimes by hospital systems. End of quote. One of the most important things I took from this book is his mindset. Act now, share everything, and involve everyone. Leadership, purpose, and disruption play a crucial role in this. He explores his role as a disruptor in the medical field, drawing insights from his mindset. This mindset emphasizes urgency, action, grit, and collaboration. And the author also reflects on the significance of taking leadership when no one else is willing to do so. What David did, in essence, was apply the principles of precision medicine, understanding the individual biology behind the disease, and tailoring treatment accordingly. AI can be an accelerator of that process. It can process complex biological, genetic, and clinical data to identify what works for whom and why. But AI is not magic. It needs training. It needs diverse and inclusive data. And it needs context. The human stories behind the numbers. That's why we always return to the same point. The importance of having patients involved and families involved in data generation, decision making, and system design. Because better data starts with better listening. David's work didn't stop with Castleman disease. He actually co-founded EveryCure, and the links will be in the show notes, a non-profit dedicated to identifying and unlocking every possible existing drug that could be repurposed for other diseases using AI, data science, and global collaboration. Their goal is bold: to transform drug repurposing from a random act of discovery into a structured, systematic science. And this is not science fiction. Their platform is already today analyzing thousands of drug disease combinations. Think about it. In a world where 95% of rare diseases still lack a treatment, this could be a game changer. So what does changing my cure teach us? That patients can and should be central to research. That data, when shared and structured, save lives. That AI has enormous potential, but only if applied ethically and inclusively. That hope is not passive, it's an action plan. And that collaboration is not optional, it's essential. This book has stayed with me, not just because it's inspiring, but because it reminds us that the real innovation often comes when science meets urgency, and when patients are treated not as passive recipients, but as partners. As we wrap up today's episode, I invite you to reflect on this. What could we accomplish if every patient had access to their own data, to collaborative networks, and to a system that values speed, transparency, and inclusion? Chasing My Cure is not just David Feigenbaum's story. It's a challenge to all of us: patients, families, researchers, policymakers, and technologists, to do better, to be faster, and to never accept that nothing can be done. So let's ask ourselves, if one patient can build a global research network and find a treatment, what else is possible when we work together? Think about it. And thank you very much for listening to Rare Mind Talks podcast. I'll see you next time.